morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Not only do we have Him in us, we are in Him. And when God looks at you, He sees Him, Jesus. Wow. That's why in Galatians 2:20, I say, Christ has crucified me. I've been crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God because I'm in Him and He's in me. And do you know when the two of you become one, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you become one spirit. We don't know these things. And I'm going to be teaching you a few of those things soon. Can you say amen? Go with me to 2 Corinthians 12. I want to show you something. This is Paul writing, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. That was when the devil was buffeting him and trying to stop him bring a revelation to the body of Christ. That's what it was. It wasn't God doing it. It was the enemy. Amen? And he said, Lord, I needed to stop. I needed to stop. I needed to stop. Next verse, he said, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect where? In weakness. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Well, let me tell you something. If you are a person that's full of pride, you don't see any weaknesses in your life. You're not going to see any strength of God in your life either. Because a proud person will never admit he's weak in any area. Am I wrong or am I right? It's the truth. And therefore, if I can't be weak, then I can't be strong. According to that. Oh, I can be strong in my own strength. But let me tell you what, the arm of the flesh is nothing but comparison to the power of God. You see, you can go to the best doctor on the planet. Let's say you had to have something done. You could go to the best physician on the earth that's known to mankind. He might be in America, he might be in Switzerland, Israel, who knows. But you can go to the best. And the best is limited. He has limitations. Because it's God that's the healer. So when I start looking, and when, have you noticed, when we get a problem in our lives, we always go for the biggest solution. We want the best help we can get, the best physician we can get, the best bank that's going to give the money, the best psychiatrist that's going to help us, the best school to train us up, whatever. We're always looking for the best, but we forget that these are resources. It's a resource, and we often miss going to the source. You understand? And so I've got to realize in my own strength I cannot. But then I know Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, so I've got to come to a point in my life and say, I can't do this, but I know someone who can. And when you start leaning on God rather than on yourself, you start demonstrating the power of God in your own life. And do you know something? You can become a burning bush. What I mean by that, you can become a burning bush that'll get the attention of people in the world, and they'll say, what's up with that? He's burning, but he's not. He's sick. He was sick, but he's healed. They try to take his house, but he's prosperous. And you can become a burning bush to attract people to God. Can you say amen? All right, so he says, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So we got to realize that it's Christ. I need Jesus. Think about this. How many of you could save yourselves? Let me see your hands. How many of you could save yourself? Any hands? No one. What did we need to get saved? Jesus. If Jesus didn't do it, who would have done it? Nobody. Is that correct? So you've got to admit your weakness right there. Isn't that true? Oh, they covered the sin for a year. They would get a spotless lamb, or they'd get a goat, and they'd kill it and take the blood and sprinkle it all over the mercy seat. And for 1 year, the sin wasn't taken away, but it was covered. You see, God was waiting for the Messiah, Jesus, to come so he could take the sin away. Yeah, he was just keeping them in a position until Jesus came. Is that right? So you can take care of the sickness by taking the medication for a while. But if God don't do it, it ain't getting done. You can borrow the money all you want from the banks that you find. But if God doesn't supply all you need according to his riches in Christ Jesus and his glory, it's not getting done. So we need to make the switch in our thinking and stop looking for the biggest means in the natural, but start looking to God. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things which are unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary or temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I can go for all the help I want from a lawyer, but until I get my real advocate, I'm in trouble. And you know what? I'll spend $25,000 with that lawyer. This other one's free.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
I mean, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know what to do and where to go. It's just a case of getting enough faith and belief to do it. Can you say amen? Or say, oh me, but say something. Now we got to remember this, that God's not looking for, like us, we look for the biggest and the best and the strongest. That's not God's way of thinking. God's way of thinking is different. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. Look how God thinks. All right? But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Do you know what that means? You know these guys that have professors teaching in the universities today that you come from the goo to the zoo to you? I'm not as intelligent as he is from his learning, but I got more smarts in him because I come and say, no, God created you. He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Do you know, the Bible says, to them that perish, the cross is foolishness. Did you know that it says that? To them that perish is the cross foolishness. But to them that are saved, it is the power of God. You see, so God, these people that are running around, John Gruber and his family, they were the foolish ones because their child was told he's not going to live past the age of 3, and then past the age of 4, then past the age of 5. Then after he got to the age of 6 and 7, they started saying, what's up with that? We need to start studying why he's still alive, and he's 15 today. Right? So now, hold on. They started doing a thesis and a theory studying why. He's been taken off every medication. He's got a new heart. Everything's perfect. So the foolish things are confounding the wise. They're like, what's with that? Sister Zoe went to the doctors, and they actually cut her open because the x-rays showed she had a tumor. Is that right? They saw the picture. I mean, it's clear. And they opened up and they were confused because it wasn't there. Is that right? Because we prayed. The church prayed with her. So the foolish things to the world will confound the wise. The word of God is more powerful than the greatest scientist on the planet. They can say that you come from the Big Bang, boom, and all of a sudden, and you came from a microbe, and then a man was created. Well, where did the woman come from? All right? So God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God chose, not me, not you, God chose these things. He chose the weak things of the world. Now, it's weak to the world, you see. They think, oh, you need a crutch. Anyone ever asked you, do you need a crutch like Jesus? I remember when I first got saved, the one woman said to me, you need a crutch. And I was so full of pride. No, I don't. Now I say, yeah. Amen. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. God doesn't need to go looking for the big and the best. He's got you already. Is that right? I mean, think about it. And your life can be changed. And if you're facing the biggest challenge, doesn't matter how big it is, if your giants seem insurmountable, if it looks like it's impossible, and you feel, how many of you have ever felt in the face of a disaster or a problem in your life, have you ever felt inadequate? Okay, so it's not just me, I feel much better. There are certain things, and you just feel there's an inadequacy about me. I can't get the divorce papers taken away. I can't get the healing. I can't bring the money in. I can't get them off the drugs. You feel inadequate. And there are some mountains that we face. I'm talking there are some serious mountains. I mean, some people have been given, like this guy's been given a death sentence. He's got leukemia. And the woman, his sister said to me, well, and the face was so down, my heart just broke. And I thought, man, if you only knew, you'd start immediately confessing and speaking and claiming and declaring the word of God. You understand? But you know what? It sounds foolish to people when you see me sniffing and tears down my eyes and my nose burning, and I say, by his stripes I'm healed. To the wise, in their own eyes, that's foolish, right? But the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Be not wise in your own eyes. You see, these wise people are wise in their eyes, not in God's. God's looking for those that trust and rely and lean on him. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting a great education, becoming a great scientist, becoming whatever, the best in the world, the greatest physician. There's absolutely, that's brilliant. I applaud that and I say, thank God. But when that person gets Christ in their life and they got all of that, wow, you got someone real powerful now. Amen. Of course, they still got all this education, but they say, I need Jesus Christ. Now you've got someone who's really wise, not in their own eyes. Amen. All right. Now, verse 28, when you're looking for the biggest thing to help you, you're not thinking like God thinks. Look at verse 28. He says, and the base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yes, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. See, things that are considered inadequate, not much, no big deal. I know you, Jesus. We know where you come from. Your brothers and sisters are here. Your mother is Mary. Your father's Joseph. You got nothing going for you, dude. That's how they spoke. That's how they looked at him. They made Jesus inadequate in their own eyes. But Jesus is the one that can save them. Jesus is the one that raised the dead. He's the one that did all those miracles. But to them, he was inadequate. And he didn't stand up saying, I am Jesus. Remember, he said to the people, don't go around telling what happened. Just leave it alone. Let them find out for themselves. Remember, Peter said, you are the Christ. He said, yeah, you better believe it. But he asked him, who do you say I am? Who do we see him as? You see, we need to see Jesus as the Christ, as God. Each of us are responsible for ourselves, and I have to receive him for myself. You can't receive him. I wish I could. Oh, man, I wish I could receive him for my family. Because then everyone would be saved. There wouldn't be one lost. Not one. But unfortunately, it's not that way. They have to see him and say, he's the Christ, and receive him for themselves. Is that right? Yeah. Amen. So he takes the weak things, the base things, and things which are despised. Do you know, like I said, Christians are being despised around the world right now? Do you know that Christians are being killed? ISIS said the number one enemy of ISIS is Christians. Yeah. It's just on the news. Did you see it? Yeah. Just on the news now. Christians are ISIS's number one enemy, and then the Jews, and then America. But first come the, so you're in good company, right? With Jesus. You're despised. Do you know that you're despised as Christians today? Who would have ever thought that would happen here in the United States of America? Did you ever think?
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.